Hey everybody, last week we talked about synthetic vitamins versus whole food vitamins such as herbs, but we failed to mention that our country in America, we eat the most dairy, but we have the highest rates of osteoporosis. Go look into that. It's pretty impressive, our information. This week we're going to talk about immune system health and home remedies and herbs for immune system health, especially in these challenging times. We all need to focus more on our immune systems to keep us healthy from all these nasty bugs going around. So, hey, Jennifer, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Good,
Yeah, this
good.
is such an important topic. I know right now we have some rising rates of flus and other viruses going around, so people are always asking what they should do to stay well, and then what they should do if they start feeling crummy. And so we have like our regular go-tos that everyone has heard about, like echinacea, which we'll talk about. That is one that we always keep on standby. We actually, it's crazy that we don't think about it. Like, well, you get sick, and then like the next day, it's like, oh, why didn't we start echinacea?
Yeah.
But you can actually be taking echinacea before you get sick. I know at the School of Natural Healing, we would talk about, taking it, well, with all of Dr. Christopher's products, he talks about taking on for 6 days, taking the seventh day off, a day of rest. And so that's something that I do with everything I take. I think I like Sunday is my day of rest. I don't take anything on Sundays. I do drink my teas. So I drink tea every day, but I alternate my teas. And so whatever teas I drink on Sunday are usually different from the ones I drink every day, which may be kind of weird, but
Interesting.
yeah. So what are your go-tos when people are asking about immune health?
Well, like you're saying, echinacea, the reason we go to that, because it's proven. I mean, it's a time-tested, proven immune booster, echinacea. Another one that I like is astragalus root. It's another is astragalus root is interesting because if you have like if your immune system is overreactive, astragalus can bring it back to balance. If your immune system is low, astragalus can bring it back to balance. That's why I like astragalus root is a is actually a tonic. Asian countries use it as a tonic. Another one we like to talk about and we like to use is garlic. The only problem with garlic is some people might look at you funny because you can start to smell. But it's an excellent garlic boosts your immune system, but it also helps to kill gram positive and gram negative bacteria. It also is antiviral. It is antiviral, antibacterial. There's another thing it does. I can't remember off the top of my head. What are some more, Jennifer? What are some more do you guys use?
And we use a lot of different ones, but I have a funny story about the garlic. So my
Okay.
husband had, I don't remember what he had. He had some kind of cold or something. He wasn't feeling well. And but he works alone. And he works in Atlanta a few days a week. And so he actually we take garlic.
Yeah.
And you do need to mash it. And but he keeps it in his truck. So he has like a garlic bulb in his truck, and he would, just break it, get the papers off, and then swallow it like a pill, or break it in half, swallow half like a pill, 30 minutes later, take the other half, because you want to be aggressive. If you're not feeling
Oh,
well,
yeah.
something comes on quickly, you need to be aggressive and attack it quickly. Now, if we were taking a cold pill, a over-the-counter pill, a prescription pill, you can't take it like that. It's going to build up. It's going to be hazardous. Garlic, you can take, what's the worst? You're going to get it. Maybe you get a stomach ache if you take too much garlic. You're going to have that crazy breath. You may be going to the bathroom and it smells like garlic as well. You're not going to be harmed by taking a lot of garlic, and you're going to get the benefits. Anyway, he was taking it, and he kept taking it even when he wasn't feeling bad. And someone borrowed his truck, and he forgot to tell them. And then they brought the truck back, and he said, "Oh man, I just remembered that I had the garlic bulbs in there. I hope it didn't kill you." And he goes, "No, it smelled like I was at an Italian restaurant. I loved it." But But that's what we do. Yeah, I mean, and how easy is that? So our medicine cabinet, I have an apothecary cabinet where I have essential oils and some tinctures. But our medicine cabinet is honey. It is cayenne. We grind our own cayenne into flakes that we sprinkle on foods. But we have honey, we have cayenne, and we have garlic bulbs. You know, so
yeah,
those are all shelf stable. We can keep them year round. Easy to grab. And so for regular maintenance to prevent getting sick, we focus on things like whole food plant-based diet, lots and lots of plants, making sure that we are eating in balance. Now, I'm not saying we do this 100% of the time. No, we like to go to Mexican restaurants and have chips and guacamole. I do bring my own chips, but that's a whole nother story. But I mean, we don't skip out on things. We don't eat animal products. We don't eat things that we know are going to be harmful. But we do enjoy these other things. So we'll talk about more on lifestyle. Another herb that we keep on hand is goldenrod. And that one is very controversial. People think that goldenrod makes them sick, causes allergies. But it's goldenrod blooms at the same time as other herbs that can cause allergies. Goldenrod is actually very helpful, especially with seasonal allergies. And it's something that we use if we feel like we're getting sick. We do take a goldenrod tincture as well as an echinacea tincture. Some people take golden seal. Golden seal is very, very expensive. If you can get a good quality golden seal, then you could take golden seal, but it's very expensive because it is overly harvested. And so we want to protect those plants as much as possible. So goldenrod is one. Elderberry. Elderberries are very, very popular. You can have your own goldenberry plants. I mean, elderberry plants, but you need to make sure that the berries are very ripe before you use them. I do buy my elderberries. I don't grow my own elderberries. Trying to think of what else that we have on hand. Echinacea tincture, mushroom tincture. So we made our own mushroom tincture, but you can buy mushroom tinctures. You can dry, well, I don't want to talk too much about mushroom powders, but we do have mushroom powders that we use as well that we'll add to different things if we feel like we're coming down with something. If somebody has stomach issues, then we'll use things like slippery elm, or marshmallow. If somebody is feeling really crummy, fevery, maybe a warm bath with yarrow tea and peppermint tea to help sweat. We don't want to take anything to lower the temperature unless it gets way too high. You know, it's very important if the body, if your body is has a temperature. You have a fever of 101, you might not feel really good, but that is a really good sign. It means your body is fighting. And so we do, you know, if even when our children were little, you know, people are like, oh, you've got to give them Tylenol, you've got to give them aspirin or Advil or whatever. And what we would do, I'm not telling anyone else to do, medical disclaimer, I am not a doctor. We are not medical providers. We are educators. But what we would do is we would put garlic oil in the ears, rub it in to massage into the lymph nodes, and we would put oregano oil on the feet. I'm not talking essential oils here. I'm talking we would make our own oils. So we would just, we can talk about that on another topic, but we would make our own garlic oil and our own oregano oil, not essential oil, and then put some drops in, or mullein flower oil in the ears and massage it into the lymph nodes, and then olive oil with oregano on the feet. Also, because oregano is so high in antibacterial properties, it goes right in. If you put garlic oil on the feet, not garlic essential oil, garlic is very warming, but you can put olive oil or coconut oil on the feet and then a little bit of garlic, you can smell it on the breath right away. It goes right into the bloodstream, and so you smell it right away, but it's very antibacterial. And so when our children were sick, those were things that we would do.
that's all a lot of great things to do for the for all these bugs. Here's a story that for as far as garlic, I want to go back to garlic really fast because this might help somebody. I remember years ago I heard a story from Dr. Schultz. He had a woman that she was fighting some type of infection. She had been going to doctors for over 10 years. They had her on different antibiotics, but they could never clear this infection. And they tried everything, and they finally told her, look, we don't know what else to do for you. So she may have heard, I think she heard a podcast. I don't know, maybe one of David's. I don't know. She heard, but she learned that garlic is antibacterial. So she decided that she's going to eat 40 cloves of garlic a day. And she did this over the course of 5 days. So we're looking at 200 cloves of garlic in 5 days. And whatever infection she had, it cleared it. And she went, because she went back to the doctor. They go, what did you do? And she told them she ate all this garlic. And they're like, wow, well, your infection is gone, you know? And she'd been suffering for 10 years. And I've had a client before that had a severe problem, you know. I'm a teacher, but we have to talk about what we've learned. He had a severe prostate infection. I had him on garlic and a lot of other things, and he was able to clear it. He went to the doctor, and the infection was gone. So, but he was trying antibiotics, and they weren't helping. A lot of times with pharmaceutical antibiotics, especially if you take them long-term, the infection starts to come back. One of the reasons is because these pharmaceutical antibiotics actually destroy your intestinal flora. And that's where 70% of your immune system resides, is in your intestinal flora. So if you destroy this, your immune system is going to take a nosedive. So that's why it's important to look at some of these remedies we're discussing this morning.
Yeah, I think that is another excellent topic. Something that we should talk about is the mucosal system.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and the microbiome. I'm writing that down, but I had another thought. Yeah. So this is totally switching gears. So as we're talking about immune health, we need to talk about how to maintain a strong immune system so you don't get sick, which is when we focus on the microbiome. But I also want to talk about if someone is not feeling well. So in the School of Natural Healing, we are always talking about the whole body as a system. We need, if you're not well, where something's out of balance, we bring it into balance. But what if someone comes in? I'm thinking of a specific story that Dr. Schultz talked about. And so I want to see if you remember it. But someone comes to you and they have a lot of sinus pain and congestion, and they just, they hurt so bad. They really can't breathe. Do you remember a story that Dr. Schultz talked about it was a woman. He brought her into the kitchen.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. So, he had her eat horseradish and cut onions, right?
Yes. Yes. I think he even had her like grating horseradish, which is really hard to do. That's all. Yeah. It's hard work, but you do, I mean, your eyes immediately start running. The same with onions. For any of you who follow me on my YouTube, or any of my food demos, I like have stopped chopping onions on video. Because I just, the waterworks start, the nose starts running, and I just keep having to stop, walk away, stop, walk away. Yes. And so, how easy is that? That is so easy. Yes. So other than, all that pain, I hate when I have that. Oh. So some other things you can do are like sage tea. Is wonderful. Mullein tea is great for the whole respiratory system. But if I'm specifically stuffy, then I'll make something like a tea, an herbal tea, and do like a steam, herbal tea that's not too hot. Don't want to burn my face or my skin, but put my face over the tea and let the steam come up to help me breathe, open up the passageways. I actually keep eucalyptus essential oil in the bathroom, in my shower, and I have a little bowl. And so during certain times of the year, I put a few drops in that bowl when you're in the shower. I've done a video of this. We have a eucalyptus tree. I know not everyone has a eucalyptus tree, but eucalyptus is pretty common in grocery stores where the flower departments are. Just get some sprigs, tie them with some twine to your shower head. And when your shower comes on, you get that the essential oils from the leaves. And so that helps to open things up. Do a steam with a drop of essential oil of a eucalyptus in there to help open everything up so you can breathe. Do you have any more tips for that?
For science? There is a, I don't know if you've heard, it's a product, it's an oreganol spray. It's a nasal spray.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
And I'm warning, it does burn, but you can spray it in your nose when you're having sinus congestion, and it helps to kill some of the bacteria in the nose.
Yeah, that's great.
And it helps you drain. Of course, saline solution, like just salt water. You know, salt's a very powerful antimicrobial, so you can put that in your nose.
Yeah, we have a neti pot.
Oh, yes.
Ceramic neti pot. We used to have the plastic, but you don't want the plastic because then you're... Especially if you put warm water in there, then you're getting the microplastics into your brain. And so we have a ceramic neti pot that we will use with a salt water solution. And sometimes I'll add like a drop of an essential oil in there. I'm not telling anyone to do that. I want you to do your own research around that. But yeah, that's a great one. I was trying to think if there was something else that's Sensei. So
yes,
there's a product, Dr. Christopher's Sensei is a salve that I love the way it smells, but if I'm not feeling well, then I'll just get a little bit on my finger. A little goes a long way, and I'll just put a little bit on my forehead and maybe a little bit on my chest, but it's pretty strong. You don't want to get it close to your eyes, but that also can help you breathe when you go to bed, because you don't have to breathe with your mouth open when you're going to sleep. And so that I love Sensei. I think they even have a product called Breathe that has the same thing. Just be careful putting essential oils on your skin without putting another oil on first. You need a carrier oil for that. So let's talk a little bit about some herbs and foods to help keep your immune system strong. When 2020 started, people talked about different vitamins and minerals that they needed to take, or that they recommend people take, like vitamin C and zinc, things like that, to help vitamin A to keep the body system strong. So we don't want to take supplements. What are some things that you think people can use as foods to keep the immune system strong? The first one that's popping into mind is one we already mentioned, which is garlic. Garlic is very high in vitamin C. And so I really like garlic. But do you have some foods that you think would be helpful for vitamin C, zinc, and or vitamin A?
Well, I love lemons and oranges, of course, for vitamin C. Lemons are very powerful, though, like a lemon water. Lemon actually has some properties to kill germs as well. I like to make lemon water. As far as zinc goes, we're looking at the pumpkin seeds, especially if you're plant-based. Pumpkin seeds are full of zinc, which if you're a male also, zinc is good for the prostate. You have to have zinc for your prostate and your immune system. Vitamin A, I like to look to the carrots and sweet potatoes. Carrot juice is excellent. You know, I wouldn't talk about this, but I like to add a little bit of ginger to my carrot juice, and that gives it a lot more power to detox the body and help mucus congestion.
Very anti-inflammatory.
Yes, it's a great, I love ginger. It's really good, really versatile herb. Of course, you know, I mean, another one to talk about is like I like red raspberry tea for, like, you know, when you had the flu or something, because it's got a lot of vitamins in it. I think it has a lot of vitamin C.
Yeah.
What are some of your go-tos when you're sick, like food?
So I like food-wise, lots of broths. I do like, I know Dr. Christopher would talk about a potassium broth.
Yes.
I do, so the quick and easy. Whenever I do food prep, I save any ends to onions, carrots, and celery, and I put them in a freezer bag. When the freezer bag gets big, I make a broth. Well, every week I make a broth. So the freezer bag might not be full, but I'll throw those scraps in, cover them with water. And then I will add a 1-inch piece of kelp or kombu, which is a sea vegetable, which we haven't mentioned. Sea vegetables are very, very high in your minerals. They're also mucilaginous, meaning that they help with your intestinal lining. So I'll just tear that off and throw it in my water. And then I throw in a handful of burdock root, which we haven't mentioned burdock root either, but burdock root is a vegetable that's not as common here in the US. In Asian food, it is common. It grows like a carrot. It is a root, but it looks like a large round carrot. And it doesn't, the taste, I don't know, maybe kind of more like a parsnip taste, maybe with a little bit bitterness. Anywho, I throw in a handful of dried burdock root, make my broth, and then strain everything out. And then I like the broth. I'll add in greens, usually like a Napa cabbage or a spinach or bok choy or kale or something. And I actually eat that every morning to boost my immune system. But if I'm not feeling well, that might be what I eat. I might do some juices, vegetable juices, and drink my broth. I don't want to put too much food in there. I don't want to add any stress in the body. We haven't even talked about that. And so lots of juices and broth, but my broth will have greens. So I like to chew. And so I do, put some greens in there, but I do red raspberry tea. That is my Sunday tea. So I have my nettle peppermint tea.
Okay.
And normally my raspberry tea is on my Sundays. But a red raspberry tea is wonderful for women's health. And so that's another one that is great. I love the ginger. For vitamin C, I do love lemon water, which lemon water helps to flush the kidneys. We didn't even talk about elimination. If you are sick, we need everything moving out. And so a lot of times people, you know, maybe they are going to the bathroom too often, maybe diarrhea. We don't like talking about poop, but that's your body flushing things out. And so when we take something, yes, you don't feel good. You want to take something to stop it. If you're at work, you know, you don't want to have this problem, right? But that's harmful. We're stopping things. If your body's flushing, there's toxins in there, it needs to get out. And if we stop that, we're going to reabsorb those toxins, which not only adds stress to the body, it's going to stress the liver too. So if your body is flushing something out, there's a reason for it, unfortunately. And so finding herbs and things to help soothe that is very important. Other way around, if you are constipated, then we've got to get it all out. So using herbs like Dr. Christopher's lower bowel formula, which is not addictive, it has herbs, they're not going to cause cramping, it's just going to help things move along. And so that's just very important for immune health. Anytime, whether you're sick or not, you need those pathways open. Don't take something that you have to rely on. Change your diet so that you increase motility, so your body is naturally going to remove things. For zinc, I love the pumpkin seeds. Something about zinc is it's easily absorbed when you combine it with vitamin C-rich foods. And so I do add a vitamin C-rich food with my pumpkin seeds. That could be, like I'll tell people, have a mandarin orange with your pumpkin seeds. You know, things like that to boost it. For vitamin A, sweet potatoes and winter squashes. We talked about vitamin C. I love your lemon water to flush, which I already mentioned. But even all raw fruits and vegetables are going to contain your vitamin C. We talked about that on another podcast. Elderberry, very high in vitamin C. Rose hips. I use the powder and add it to smoothies even. And then like ginger and turmeric, very anti-inflammatory, very helpful.
Oh yeah.
Your herbs in your, I could go on forever. So you just stop me. in your kitchen, all of your aromatic herbs, your basil, oregano, rosemary, thyme, they're all very fragrant. They're very high in essential oils. They're very antibacterial. And so throwing those in your foods every day, any way you can get those into your foods, you're going to get loads of minerals as well as those antibacterial and antifungal properties as well.
Yes, prevention. Prevention is what Jennifer's talking about there, where it's good to eat some of these herbs every day in the diet to keep our immune system strong and to help us the body fight bugs off before they become a problem.
Yeah,
keep. I mean, self-care is the best care. We have to take care of ourselves. Eating, you know, our ancestors, they knew to eat bitter foods every day to keep the digestive system healthy. They knew to eat a little bit of onion, a little bit of garlic to keep their immune systems healthy and help fight bugs, because I mean, back then you couldn't just go to the ER if you were deathly ill. So you had to take better care of yourself. And look, these days, it's not really got, I think it's gotten worse. A lot of people are sick.
Yeah.
So we need to.
They're not eating bitter foods.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. They're not eating. They're eating processed foods and all these things. A lot of sugar, processed foods, sugars, high fat, you know, meats, they all suppress the immune system. Vegetable oils are immune suppressants. A lot of people don't know this, but they will suppress your immune system.
Yes.
Sugar suppresses. Go ahead.
You can cook without oil. I mean, Yeah, everybody wants to put oil. Oh, I can't cook an onion without oil. Well, you can use water. I water saute. I know you use even less oils than I do. I'll put oil in the salad dressing occasionally. I don't recommend it for people who are wanting to lose weight. But I will use a cold pressed organic olive oil that I do keep in my refrigerator.
Yeah.
And protect. I will add that occasionally to a dressing that is not going to be heated.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
A lot of the oils on the supermarket shelves, the conventional oils, they are unstable, which means that the fatty acids are rancid, which causes oxidative stress in the body. It can lead to endothelial dysfunction, all these things. We want to stay away from those types of oils, but Jennifer's talking about a good cold pressed oil is a lot better for you. I'm talking about things like corn oil, soybean oil, all these things that are in a plastic bottle. No. Mm-hmm. Terrible for you.
Right.
And your immune system.
And so before we close up, let's talk a little bit about lifestyle. So sleep is so important. Your body wants to rest when you're not feeling good. Now is not the time to get up and run around and keep your high stress day. Take a break. Your body is saying, hey, we need to stop. You need to stop. So slow down. Plenty of sleep. So if you're not sick, making sure you're getting plenty of sleep, a restful night, you know, work on really good sleep hygiene, turning the lights down low at night, getting your body into rest mode before you get into the bed, keeping your room nice and dark to help sleep. So there are lots to do with sleep, eating whole food, plant-based, exercise. You want to touch on exercise when you're sick?
Well, if I'm sick, if you're sick, it's probably better just to rest, like you're saying, and drink your liquids, your juices, your broths, all those things.
Yes. Hydration.
I mean, if you want to do anything, if you feel like it, maybe a light walk, but I like to use exercise more as a preventative. Like moderate exercise helps to keep the immune system strong before we get sick. I like to use it in that manner, but I think if you have the flu or something, you should probably just take it easy for a few days.
I do like the light walking to move the lymph system.
Well, yes. Yeah. I forgot about it. Yeah.
Or stretching, maybe some stretching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gentle moves.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So do you have anything else to add about herbs and the immune system and staying healthy?
I think we covered it. I think.
I'm sure something else will pop up.
Oh, yeah, it'll pop up when I go to sleep. So, I should have said that.
Yeah, we've got some great topics to discuss next time. Talking about exercise and the microbiome. We have a lot more to discuss. So I hope that you tune in to us next week. If you missed last week where we talked about, what did we talk about last week? Supplements. Yeah, yep. That was controversial, but we talked about herbs and things that you can use as well. So make sure you go back and listen to that. Anyway, thank you so much for listening and joining us again.
Have a great week.